Wake up, get ready, work, chores, sleep, repeat. If this sounds familiar, the daily grind just feels like a never-ending loop. You're exhausted, stretched thin, and probably wondering, where is the joy in all this? But what if the answer to feeling better isn't slowing down? It's actually doing more. Yes, doing more, but not more work. My next guest says she's figured it out, and it might be something you're already doing. I'm talking hobbies. You're about to meet Marina. She committed to 17 hobbies in 1 year in a quest to find balance, energy, and happiness. So tell me, what's your hobby? Why do you love it? How do you make sure you find time to keep it up? Marina Cooley is a marketing professor at Emory University in the US. Marina, 17 hobbies in a year sounds fun, but also a bit exhausting.
It's great for me because I get to call it research.
Yeah, classic academic. Well, talk to me. This is an academic project for you in a sense. Talk to me about what prompted this challenge.
Well, a few things. One, my specialty, as you said, is marketing, and it's specifically content marketing. I study the very algorithms that are so good at keeping us on our phones. And I myself am a working professional. I have young kids, and I'm on my phone a lot, even though maybe I can call it work. And I was looking for a way to find balance like many of us. And I decided to launch a course called Happiness Blueprint and headed to Happy Denmark, which doesn't seem to have the same work-life balance problems that the rest of us have. And the more time that I spent there, the more I realized that Danes indeed do go to work. They do find meaning in their work. And then they walk away from work. And that is because they love the things that they do outside of work. And as an American, that actually felt so novel to me because we pride ourselves in never being off. Mm. So after spending so much time with the Danes and watching how they bike to and from work and then go on a cold plunge and then go on a unique playground with their kids, they were just using so much of their leisure time for relaxation. And I wanted to become like them. And hobbies felt like the most tangible way to try.
There's obviously a lot of cultural and societally, the way the society is set up that allows that. But I do want to talk about the cultural sort of thing first, because one of the things that you discovered was that in Denmark, people don't ask you what you do for work. They ask what you do for a hobby. And that was a real shift for you.
It was. Again, coming from the States and especially in a field like academia, where someone not only asks you where you work, but what you study and where you went to school, you're always, you know, immediately reciting all of the reasons that someone should view you as a credible human being. And here in Denmark, it seemed like the shift wasn't on our identities at work, the shift on, but what do you do to be a human? And once I heard that a number of times, and once I went through so many scenarios in which no one had any interest in what I did for work, I became fascinated with, well, what am I missing by asking people the wrong questions?
So you tried 17 hobbies in a year. I have to know what they were. Can you rattle off some of them for me?
Okay, I can. I've tried to memorize this, but here we go. Baking, cold plunging, made collages, did embroidery, golf, hanging wallpaper, horseback riding, jewelry making, mahjong. I did woodworking twice, once to make holiday ornaments and once to make a wooden pasta spoon. Painting, pickleball, pottery, rock climbing, sewing, and tennis.
That's alphabetized. I just realized as you got to the end. Well done.
Yes, that's how I remember it.
Wallpaper hanging. How do you decide what's in and what's out in hobby land?
Isn't that the most wonderful question? I think that many of us, including myself before doing this research, viewed hobby as something very official. I actually, in my mind, I think when I heard hobby, imagined a man getting ready for golf and being back 6 hours later. And if something didn't look like that, then it must not be a hobby. But a hobby is actually a much more simple definition. It's just an activity that we choose to do in our leisure time for pleasure. And I met with a few avid DIYers who loved painting their home and hanging wallpaper. And I think that counts.
I am Tegan Taylor. You're listening to Life Matters here on Radio National. And Marina Cooley is a marketing professor at Emory University. But that's not the most interesting thing about her, because she has hobbies too. And that's why we're talking about hobbies and the way that the Danes view leisure time and how that can really shift our lives. And I'd love to know what your hobbies are. If you've got a favorite hobby that's really cracked life open for you. One person texts saying, I'm that person who buys all the things needed for a hobby and then loses interest in 5 minutes. Have you found that, Marina?
Yes, of course. Everyone has their little hobby closet of dead soldiers. But I think the key is to find a friend and make a night of it instead of going to dinner and drinks again.
Okay. So one of the things that I was thinking about when you were talking about Denmark, and they're going to the playground with their kids and they're cycling to work and that sort of thing. There is so much about the way a country is set up socially, the social safety net, the town planning that allows for an ease in life to fit this in versus other places. You know, the US and Australia sort of sit along a spectrum, I suppose, where it feels harder to do those things. And I wonder if we're just putting up imaginary blockers in front of ourselves, or if there are things that we can be doing differently in how we set our cities up to make this more feasible.
It's a great question. And coming back from Denmark, I almost had reverse culture shock, because as you allude to, everything about Copenhagen and Denmark invites one to partake in leisure. And not every city does this as a first priority. And when I returned, I wanted to see if I could really rebuild my own life in a way that resembled the Danes, even though the system in the States looks nothing like that. And I have to say, I have been so pleasantly surprised by all of the hobby communities that I've encountered. It turns out that a lot of the addiction to work was self-induced by me. And there are all of these Americans that are happily enjoying a work-life balance.
Right. You just weren't one of them.
I just wasn't one of them.
And you're a mum as well. And I think, I can certainly relate to this, is that it feels like there is zero time for you as an individual, but you've managed to carve that out and that's really helped in your home life.
It has. You know, what I found, and this I think connects really well to content marketing and the research that I do around social media, and that is that most of us on average spend 1 hour and 40 minutes on social media a day. That is like watching Legally Blonde every single day for the rest of your life.
What a metric.
And so there's a part of me that just doesn't take the excuse of I don't have time when I'm constantly looking at the data of content consumed. So that is one challenge that I would put out there, is just how much time are we losing to the algorithm? Another thing that I realized was I had been devoting a lot of time to appointments, like a nail appointment, you know, a hair highlights appointment. Maybe I need better eyelashes than I have. And all of that, you know, all of the little spare time pockets I was putting towards meeting an aesthetic ideal. And so that is something I recovered back as well. I have not had a manicure in a long time. And then, of course, you can hobby with your kids. Instead of looking at everything like the work of keeping your kids alive, why not find joys that you can partake in together that are special just for you?
I love that. I went hiking with my daughter on the weekend and it was a total joy. So I'm really picking up what you're putting down there, Marina. So are so Yay. Many people on the text line. Harold says, I love running. It makes me sore and tired, but I'll be sore and tired anyway. At least with running, I can feel good about it. And Julie says, my hobby since my dear dad died in 2022 has been learning the Danish language. It's something I've chosen to do in remembrance of dad, although he has no connection with the Danes in Denmark. I'll be remembering dad while learning Danish for the rest of my life. And she adds, it's a very difficult language. Where do you put learning languages on your hobby, I don't know, roster?
I call it a hobby. It's something that this listener is obviously choosing to do with their leisure time. You can feel the heart behind that. And you know, you're receiving these messages, and they're, every one of them is beautiful and meaningful. And after this experiment and after becoming a serial hobbyist myself, these are the stories that I hear every day, and it makes me like people so much more. You really see the beauty of the human race, and it's, you know, as AI really takes over, it's this humanity of learning and of working with our hands that I think is going to keep us grounded.
So part of your research is studying Denmark. You have managed to wangle another trip to do more research on work-life balance there. What are you hoping to find from this second trip?
What I would love to find out, so actually this will be my third trip, and what I would love to get more insight on is how knowledge worker managers are able to motivate employees. So as you mentioned yourself, it's a very different social structure and a very different salary structure. There's not a huge differential in how much money you'll make if you get promoted. So if your employees aren't motivated by a promotion or the fear of losing their job, how do you motivate them to be productive? I think understanding that are lessons that are valuable to the US and other economies as more employees choose to have work-life balance. So that is what I will be asking questions around.
Marina, thank you so much for joining me today. What are you going off to do once we hang up the phone?
Well, I'm at a 14-hour time difference from you, but I do want to share that I played a friendly few rounds of Mahjong today and went for a walk with a girlfriend, and I'm calling that a hobby as well. And I am so appreciative to you for giving hobbies a moment in the spotlight.
Marina Cooley is a marketing professor at Emory University in the States who is committed to doing 17 hobbies in a year.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.